Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the post, The Edge of Orgasm. I need words to tip me over. I gave in around 6 in the morning and came all over my stomach, thinking about fucking you bent over the bed and digging my fingernails into your tits. This from an email from a guy. Sent to me so long ago that I couldn't remember when or what it was in connection with. I just knew that if I typed fingernails and tits into my Gmail search box, I'd find it again. I use that line sometimes still, in fantasies I dream up in my head. I dream up lots of fantasy scenarios. Guys fucking me in the mouth on conference calls. Guys sharing me at a dinner party. Guys eating disgustingly drippy food while expecting me to service their dicks. You can find all these fantasies on the website. And if you've been on the website a lot before, you know the kind of thing I'm talking about. But just like an ice cream sundae isn't a proper sundae without something sprinkled on top, so any sex fantasy usually needs one key thing to tip me over the edge into orgasm. Usually, for me, that thing involves words. Lines I've stored in my mental wank bank, plagiarised from men I fucked. Here are a few of my favourite examples. If you don't hold still until I come, I'm going to beat you so hard. I want to hurt you with my dick. Squeeze your cunt for me. There's a good girl. Open your mouth, quick. I want to see myself squirt in it. And one of my all-time favourites. I want to put a scoop of ice cream down the back of your knickers and bury my fucking face in it. Those are all real-life examples, but sometimes I imagine them. Just drawing on things that I wish someone would say. Like, I'm done with her, it's your turn now. Or, when I've finished beating you, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. Doesn't have to be complicated either. Simple phrases and sounds do it for me too. Good girl. Or a guttural moan, like, playful diminutive names like kitten. Aggressive dehumanising names like slut or her. Or just the thwacking sound a belt makes upon contact with the back of my thighs. It's all aural rather than visual, though the images are blurry and lack detail. I'm dreaming dialogue and soundscapes in my head. It's these words and sounds that push me over the edge when I'm wanking. They're also the things that I hold on to long after a real-life fuck has ended. I probably couldn't describe each guy's dick in intense detail, or tell you what he was wearing when he took me back to his place. But if he said anything especially dominant or filthy just before I came, it will be burned in my mind forever. I store these treasures in my head, but I hold them back when I'm fantasizing, saving the best material until I'm close to the edge of orgasm. Just as you wouldn't start a wank at the pop shop of a porn film, so I have to save the very best lines until the very last minute. I paint the picture, set up the characters and start to run the scenario. A group of men passing me round each other with casual disdain. A faceless stranger with a slickly lubed cock. They speak, of course, but the words at the start of the fantasy are the equivalent of a warm-up, like rigging someone in bondage before you start the fuck you promised them. In real life, as in my fantasies, it's hard for me to come without words, without, at the very least, noises. I can rub at my clit while he's fucking me good and hard, and I can bite my lip and clench and almost will myself to climax, and sometimes it works. But it's an uphill struggle without that moan at the back of his throat, or a breathless whisper of, "Good girl, that's it. I can feel you coming around my cock." Or, "If you don't come soon, it's going in your ass." Some people are more visual. They want to see the detail of what's happening. They want to fuck with the lights on in gratuitous close-up. Other people are more tactile, or a mixture of a bunch of things: touch, scent, taste, smell. But my edge is all about words, in real life and in fantasy. I don't just want you to do this thing. I want you to show me you're working. If it's hot, I want to know why and how. I want to hear the crack in your voice as you tremble on the brink of orgasm yourself. I want you to tell me exactly how to tip you over your edge. And when you tell me, it'll probably push me over too, like orgasmic dominoes. A good fuck gets me to the edge, but it's the good girl that tips me over. If you liked that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more of it by coming to Patreon and supporting me there at patreon.com/girlonthenet. Also, if you're on this blog post, feel free to comment with the sexiest lines that you enjoy, or things that tip you over the edge, because I did say when I first wrote this post that I would try and do a recording of all the sexy things people said, but I'm not sure I've really got enough to do a full recording yet. So come and add yours, and I'll see if I can do a recording with a few different people reading out sexy lines.